Okay, you're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, Project Independence and You. And we're talking this morning with Sari Flesch, who is an employment specialist trying to get people, seniors, who want to come back into the workforce, an opportunity to get an interview. One of the things you touched on briefly, but I want to go back to it a little bit more, is the importance of doing research on the company, but also making sure that the company is a fit for your personality. Mm-hmm. Because you could have the greatest resume in the world, but if it doesn't make sense, the fit, the boss is going to look and say, this is a wonderful man or woman, but I don't see why they're applying here. So that's a lot of work on the seeker's point, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, it is. Well, the applicant can go online to read the company's annual report.
Okay.
Or if he knows any of the firm's employees, to make inquiries about the particular company. And also, when the person has been in the industry for many years, usually that person knows all of the companies that are involved in the same type of work. So he's going to be sure that when he sends his resume to that company, there's a good match.
Okay.
Because the whole thing, the whole procedure is to match your skills with the company's needs.
Do you find that many people going back for a job later in life go to the same type of jobs that they've done all their life, or all of a sudden they want to go out into a different area and say, I'd like to learn and get more involved in something, so that their friends say, what are you doing, Sari? I never thought you'd be involved in that.
That's right. Well, I myself have transitioned into different things because years ago I was an advertising district manager for a major publisher on Long Island. And when I decided to leave that industry, I went back to school and I took certain courses that would help me. And I went into college and took graduate courses at in gerontology.
Okay.
So then I went to work for the county because I was in a situation where I might be a little too mature for the advertising field, because then advertising, they want young 20-year-olds.
Okay.
So I went to work for the county, and because I majored in or took courses in gerontology, it gave me the opportunity to work for the Department of Senior Citizen Affairs, which my thrust was working for the senior, helping him to get back into the job market.
Okay.
And because of my own experience working in the fields of advertising, I was able to give enough information to that mature worker that helped him, because I knew where he was coming from. I had been in the same situation.
Right.
And
that's
so
terrific.
Because I had the skills to communicate with people, because in advertising you have to motivate people to want to buy your product. So I had the ability to motivate that mature worker to go out and to get the job that he wanted. And I was very successful at it, because in 2012, 33 people got jobs after visiting me. And in 2013, 30 people who came to my office privately and met with me got jobs in their field.
Wow, that
or
is
in
tremendous.
New fields. Yeah.
And everybody now in the town of North Hempstead has an opportunity on March 11th to come and listen to you, you know, give a lecture and actually help people, so long as they bring a pad and a pencil,
right,
on how to move forward. I mean, that's tremendous credit to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, I believe very strongly in things, how life takes you in a certain path. And to go from advertising to where you are today, mm-hmm. actually in a very significant helping, you know, position for the seniors of the town of North Hempstead is tremendous. How does your enthusiasm, okay, which is going to be a tough one to give across on March 11th, get absorbed into somebody you're working with? So when they go to the interview, I mean, it's very important. We're having a great conversation here this morning, but not everybody is a conversationalist. You know that. What's some advice for that person that almost has to say, you got to get in there and talk. You got to sell yourself.
Well, when I give a presentation at a library, in which I have done for many years, I motivate the person who's sitting in front of me to want to meet with me privately. And that person came to my office, and I would sit with them whatever length of time that they needed, and talk to them personally, and were able to find out what that person really wanted to do with their future. And so I was encouraging them to put it down on paper And then either show me the resume when you finished it, you completed it, or you could mail it to me, whatever. And I looked it over and made suggestions and corrections.
Okay.
Because many people try to give a whole synopsis of what their life is all about. And you cannot do that. As I said before, the resume is just an introduction to the future employer. It's a grocery list. Put down what it is that you can do for that future employer to make his company profitable so that he will want to meet with you. And when you meet with him, you will then be able to verbalize what it is that you have on that resume.
Okay. Now, this one you may not be able to answer. Is there an average length for an interview? I mean, could it be 10, 20 minutes? Is it 3 hours? You know, I'm trying in
You're talking
general.
About with the employer?
With the employer. I mean, a person getting ready, I really believe they should practice and talk to themselves mm-hmm. and like, what are you doing? Why are you looking for a job? And answer it into the mirror. Say, I'm looking for this
Absolutely.
Job because I would be the most qualified. But do you find they should be prepared for 20 minutes, a half hour, 2 hours? I don't know if there's an answer.
Well, you have to do a lot of rehearsing at home.
Okay.
Also, you have to show people that resume to make sure there aren't any errors, you know, misspelled words or whatever. So when you practice at home, you have to, as you said before, look in the mirror, but you also have to do role playing so that when you go either for that 20-minute or a half hour or an hour interview, you are showing the best side of yourself. You have to make a connection with that interviewer, that personal manager, so that he's interested in you. You cannot just answer questions yes, no. You have to elaborate a little bit. Not talk too much.
Right,
not
okay.
chew gum, not smoke a cigarette, but answer questions or ask a question to show your interest in the position so that you pique the interest of that interviewer to say, hey, this guy or this woman is asking me questions, showing me things that she can do for me that will help my
okay.
company.
You're on that interview, and those type of questions do not come up.
Then you ask
and you know them. I'm getting close to the end, and I'm going to be dismissing you soon. What do you do?
You ask that question.
You, as the interviewee.
Yeah, no, that's right. Right. As the job seeker, you have to ask questions, and ask questions that you know are relevant to that job description, because that job description will tell you exactly what it is that they are looking for. And if you ask the right questions and you show that you have accomplished previously at your last company what they are looking for, there's a match right there. Also, I must tell you mm-hmm. that once you leave that interview, you write a letter, a thank you letter, and you send it to the interviewer either the same day or the very next day, elaborating on what you discussed at that interview.
Oh, it's not just a thank you for the time.
Oh, no. You elaborate what you discussed so that you make relevant points on what were discussed, and you thank that interviewer for his time and also when you bring up those questions.
Okay. A good question following up on that, and I believe the thank you thing is very significant, but we were talking about social media before. Okay. Is the thank you going via email or a handwritten note?
Well, it depends on how you are corresponding. If you can use email, that's fine. That's not a problem.
No, but pretty much everybody.
If you want to send a letter, that's fine too. It depends on what the company requires.
No, no, nobody requires a thank you. So I'm saying what thank you comes across nicer. If I would, you know, and I personally, to open up a letter and say they took a time to actually write a note, I like that better.
Then that's fine.
But you're not going to know that as the interviewee. So. What
well,
seems
you look
to be
around
the norm?
The company. When you walk into that office, you pretty much know, is this a high technology company? Is this a small mom and pop business?
Okay, okay.
Because a small mom and pop business, they like personal activities. They like personal relationships. Sometimes in a high technology company, everything is very technical. And if you show that you can email, that's fine too. It depends, as I said, on the ambiance of the company.
Okay, so you have to try to get a feel.
Exactly.
And
also yeah. that interview is do I want to work here? Do I feel comfortable? Do I like the culture of the company? And you look around and you see the employees. Are there people of all ages or there are only very, very young people here? So you have to get a feel yourself if this is some place where I want to spend the rest of my working years.
Now that's very important. And I agree with you there because if you are going back into the workforce, the worst thing I think could happen to anybody psychologically is to be given a job and then realize after a week or two you didn't do enough investigation and you could be with all 20-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're making more than you even thought you would. but you hate going to work. Mm-hmm. And that defeats the purpose too. So the most important, not the most important thing, one very significant thing for a senior is to make sure there's compatibility mm-hmm. with the position and the money.
Yes. And I just want to add one other thing. In that thank you note, you mentioned that you would look forward to answering any further questions, or if they would like to have another meeting, you are available.
Okay. That's true, too. I didn't even think of something like that, because you have to be pushy, mm-hmm. not in an aggressive, obnoxious way, but you have to keep your face in front of the interviewer or the company.
Well, you have to show that you're interested and that you are very keen on wanting to make a contribution. It can't be one way. You have to show that company that I'm here for you.
Right.
It's not about me. It's about you.
And another thing which I think, and I've heard, that it's very, you know, you looked into the company, but if there's something specifically going on, a merger, or they're trying to sell a piece of property, whatever it is, try to be aware of it.
Absolutely.
So that say, oh, you know, a friend of mine's in real estate, mm-hmm. or something to the effect that it brings you in like a family member, mm-hmm. where you'd have a conversation knowing that you're trying to move your apartment or something currently.
You're absolutely right. And that's part of the research method.
Right. No, it's important. Following up, you wrote your thank you. Okay. Do you look for an acknowledgement? Do you call the following week if something going on? I mean, I know a person, it was a couple of years ago, never heard from a company, ever. They looked for a job and never got it. At what point, you're not obligated to turn around and say, thank you very much for the time, but we're not interested in you.
Well, you might want to make a phone call to see if someone was hired or if they're still contemplating hiring someone. Sometimes companies will do that. They will try to interview people, and then they find that they're really... Maybe they financially can't hire someone,
right.
or something comes up that's going to be an intervention. So you can find out in a week's time, but don't push yourself too much, because then you become a pest.
Right. That's the point. There's a fine line between,
yes.
you could be on the borderline of getting hired, and then they turn around and say, this mm-hmm. one's killing me. Too many calls. I don't want any part mm-hmm. of it. Okay. No, that's important. The program that Sari's doing is on March 11th at Clinton G. Martin Park. And we only touched on some of this stuff today, which is absolutely tremendous. And actually, Sari is the co-host today, so she will be with us for the rest of the show. So as questions come to my mind, I'm definitely going to bring them back to you. But I think the ultimate thing is compatibility and sell yourself.
Exactly.
Make sure you're saying it. You don't want to be working with young people. You don't want to be working with old people, maybe. If you want to work with children versus seniors. I'm involved in the Children's Center and a Senior Center. And when I get volunteers, the kids will say, I don't want to be with the old people. Other ones say, I want to be. I don't want to be with those kids. So that's very important. And it's sell yourself.
That's right.
You know, I think no matter
what I have to offer the company, and this is how I could make a contribution to your firm. That's very important, because too many people are very, very selfish. They only want to think about themselves, and you cannot do that. You have to show that company that you have their interest at heart.
Yeah, that's the truth. And since things are as tight as they are today, mm-hmm. money-wise, an employer wants to hear that. He doesn't want to hear you think you're entitled to something. Mm-hmm. An employer wants you to come in and say, here's what we can do for you. Here's what I'd like to do for you. And if given the opportunity, I'm going to prove myself.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Sari, you're going to be here with the rest of the show, but this particular segment is wrapping up. It's tremendous. March 11th at Clinton G. Martin Park.
And it's a free program.
Thank you. Good point. A free program. You just need to bring your pad and a pencil, and that's going to be from 10:30 to 12 o'clock. And right now, we're going to take a break. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM WCWP.org.